exactly did you plan on explaining all of this to your mother?
I didn't really plan that far ahead, Dad. We only brought Tommy back to life yesterday.
Well, eventually, you two will need to figure out how to explain all of this. Because you can't hide here, Tommy.
Does that mean you're kicking me out, Mr. Hart?
Mr. Hart and I talked about it, and we both feel it's best for you to come home with me.
Mom! I already told you! Too many people know I was the Green Ranger. You wouldn't be safe.
I know what you said, and I was too much in shock from seeing you back that I didn't argue. But if your only choice is hiding, why not just hide at home, where you have me and your brother to take care of you?
It's not that I'm kicking you out, son. This technically isn't even my house anymore for me to do that. Just think about it logically. You say Zed's gone, so who do you really have to hide from? You say you're the White Ranger now, so even if you show up in battle footage on the news, no one's going to connect you as the old Green Ranger. You say that your brother's also a ranger. Well, he can protect you just as well as Kimberly can. But even putting all of that aside, it's as simple as this. Your mom understands the risks, but she still wants you to come home. That should be reason enough.
But what about a normal life? When will I be able to go out and not worry about people recognizing me?
One thing at a time, Tommy. I promise, we'll figure everything out. In the meantime, you still have your ranger friends, and Kimberly can come over whenever she likes, provided she follows certain crown rules.
She will. I'll make sure of it.
Thanks, Jonathan. Come on, Tommy. Let's go home.
This is the way it has to be, Kim. Mrs. Oliver called me last night. She was going on about Tommy coming back to life. At first, I thought she was crazy or hysterical, but once she mentioned the ranger thing, I was able to connect the dots. After hours of talking, I was able to calm her down and convince her that she could have Tommy back, but only if she didn't take away his morpher.
Does this mean you finally approve of the ranger thing?
Would it matter if I did? No matter how many times I told you to quit, you never did.
What are we supposed to do, Dad? Go back to shopping at the mall while the world goes to hell?
This should never have been your fight in the first place.
But it is. The world needs us now. Rita Bandor is still out there planning something. Zed would come back at any moment. And Tommy already died once. That nearly broke me. I can't live with myself if someone else dies because I wasn't there to help.
I know, and I explained all of this to Mrs. Oliver. As much as it pains me to admit, the Power Rangers are the best defense against another Chicago. I guess I'll just have to accept that you're not my little girl anymore.
I'll always be your little girl, Dad.
We already have morphers.
Yes, but my tests indicate that our design is 18.3% quicker in activating the power coins.
But Master Kaku gave us these. If we replace them, I feel like we're replacing him.
Alpha and I will never replace him, Rocky. We only wish to give you the best equipment for combat. Changing a split second faster could be the difference between life and death.
Alpha 5 proceeds to hand the Thunder Rangers new morphers, ones just like those of the original Rangers. The Rangers take their Thunder Coins and place them into the black and silver devices.
They are glowing our colors. Cool!
Morphers are merely activation devices. Your skill set and powers will remain the same. You are all Power Rangers now. No divisions needed.
One big team, with a new commander, Tommy. Whoop-de-doo.
Don't worry, Rocky, you're still our Red Ranger.
Thanks for this, but I need to get going. I have somewhere I need to be.
You're always busy lately. Feel like we never hang out anymore.
Sorry, but I have my own friends back in San Fran, and you and Kim have your boys now.
Wow, jealous much?
I gotta go. See you all later.
You think you know somebody.
Me too. I gotta go.
Okay, see ya.
And then there were three.
So, Adam, how was the park date the other day? Got yourself a new girlfriend?
Not sure. I think we hit it off, but they haven't been responding to my texts.
Give it time. The worst you can do with a girl is be overeager. That's how this knucklehead almost lost me.
Hey.
I ain't lying.
If it works out with this new girl, then maybe the four of us could double date? I know you've probably felt like the third wheel since me and Aisha got together.
I'm fine, guys. See you at school.
Was it something we said?
Don't take it personally. He'd just be mad that his text got seen but not replied to.
Well, if this one doesn't work out, we could always send him up with Kat.
Hell no. After the way that girl just blew us off, he can do so much better.
Do you require anything else, Rocky? Aisha?
Huh? Oh, no. I guess we'll head home, too. See ya.
He was standing there listening to us all that time, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Stone Canyon, military base.
Sorry I'm late.
Don't worry, I just got here myself.
Shadow Rangers, meet your new teammate. This is Mr.
It's Captain. Captain Dominic Ramirez.
You're much older than the usual suspects.
I'm 31, kid. Hardly geriatric.
These coins are not limited to that like the others.
Then maybe you should be the leader.
Ms. Goodson says I take orders from you. So I take orders from you, Kylie.
Catherine.
Whatever.
But why did you ask for new recruits with my badge?
That was when we were still testing the limits of our modifications.
Bandora says, walking up.
But I decided to try a more experienced soldier. And the coin still worked. Now we know.
Shame you didn't find that out before you recruited from the school bus, eh?
They have my utmost confidence, Captain. And Catherine will have yours, Shadow Black.
Sounds so much cooler when you call me that. Can I yell that instead of frog power next time?
No.
Damn it.
What about the other two coins?
The Shadow Wolf and Bear coins have been reserved for the two assets you will be retrieving for us.
That sounds like a mission.
It is. Your commander will brief you on the full details, but you leave at 6 p.m.
1800.
What?
We are a military operation, ma'am. You run on a 24-hour clock.
Whatever. You leave at 1800 for Russia.
Russia?
Did I stutter? Catherine, remain. I will brief you myself.
That means dismissed. Go away.
Aye. Roger that.
The two salute and walk back toward the base.
Why are we going to Russia, Bandora?
What did you call me?
Sorry. My Empress.
Good. Anyway, Russian scientists have bred two superhumans. Twins, according to the reports. Both female.
And what do we want with them?
If the powers make scrawny little twigs like you into great warriors, imagine what they can do for already enhanced beings.
If they work for them.
These coins only work on humans. So now it's about finding ones that can be controlled to obey my every command. Kind of like you, dear.
But tonight? It's so soon.
Why? It's the week's end, and you have no school. And no one will miss you, will they?
No.
Do this mission for me, and I'll let you talk to them. Now go. Get ready, Shadow White.
A new sword?
Indeed. Since Zed never discovered your powers, he did not find and destroy the White Tiger Thunderbeast as he did the others.
Where is it?
Only you can know that answer. Focus your mind and use the coin's symbiosis to guide you.
Tommy closes his eyes and thinks of his new Zord.
If I may...
Saba?
Hello, Tommy. You appear to be putting your new life to good use. Especially the other night. That Kimberly truly is a catch, isn't she? Now I knew why Jason wanted to get with her so badly. Again, I mean.
You've been watching me?
I'm a part of the coin, and the coin is part of you. I see all you see, and vice versa.
Well, can you not?
I suppose I could occupy my consciousness elsewhere unless you become the White Ranger.
Good. Please. Just please do that. Just because you're the reason I'm alive doesn't mean I don't get my privacy.
I said there would be consequences. But very well.
Saba, do you know the location of the White Tiger Thunderbeast?
Oh, yes. I can summon it with ease. It's kept in another plane of existence that only I have access to. All the young Tommy here has to do is give me the signal, yell something like, "White Power," and I'll bring it to him.
Yeah, I'm not yelling that.
Why not?
I don't have time to explain. I'll call White Tiger Thunderzord Power. Sound good?
A little wordy, but fine.
I'll miss the Dragonzord, though.
Those powers were merged with Jason's coin. I do not believe it can reverse the process. Nor do we know enough about the White Tiger powers to see if the two can be merged.
Yeah, makes sense. It would be cool, though.
One Zord is enough, Tommy. Especially this one. Wait till you see it. You'll be saying, "Dragon who?"
Can't wait to have a chance to use it.
Kimberly Hart is sitting in her room, her laptop open with an ongoing video call between the original five Power Rangers.
Shame we have to do this remotely, but I'm lucky I'm even allowed to do this. My mom was so mad when I got back.
At least you have your computer. I'm on my phone.
So, I got some news. Tommy moved out yesterday.
That was quick.
Yeah, not even 24 hours when his mom and my dad put a stop to the whole thing. Tommy's back to living with his mom now. So Jason, if you want to move back, you're more than welcome to live here again.
You still want me there, Kim? After all the stuff Saba said at the temple?
I didn't mean to get mad at you back then. Saba said a lot of things, but he didn't have a right to share those feelings. We're still friends. Besides, you don't see Trini running away from Zack, do you?
Yeah, Zack and I are still cool. Although, let me just say, Zack, it's never going to happen.
Yeah, I figured. Wait, what happened at the temple?
I'll tell you later, Billy.
I still don't know, Kim. And it's not just about what happened with me and you. I'm trying to take a break from the Ranger life, and Angel Grove has too many reminders of it with you, Tommy, David, and...
Uh-oh.
See? Here we go.
Zordon, what's up? The other Rangers, well, our ones, can hear you too.
Good. We have a problem. We have intercepted an encrypted transmission from within the borders of Russia. They are calling for all military to respond to an extraterrestrial attack.
Bandora?
I'm not sure. They claim that one of their Siberian facilities is being assaulted by Ninja Power Rangers.
You want to say that one more time?
Maybe Bandora is using her new powers to trick them. Frame us.
Indeed. Either way, we need to find out more. Tommy, Rocky, Adam, and Aisha are ready to investigate. But we need a full team.
No response from Catherine or David, Zordon.
I'm in. My mom's already in bed. She'll never know.
I think I can sneak out too.
Not me. I'm still hardcore grounded.
I'm under house arrest too. But me and Jace are here if you need backup.
Zordon, tell Tommy and the others to meet us there at the center. Jason, promise me you'll at least think about moving back.
Okay, Kim. I promise.
Within the hour, the six available Rangers meet up as planned.
You have the coordinates, Alpha?
I have traced the signal and have a location, Tommy. Set to teleport when you are ready.
These suits give us thermal protection, right?
I ran around Mars in one and I was toasty warm.
Cool. Or, I mean, warm. Anyway... let's do this!
Alright then.
It's Morphin time!
Pterodactyl!
Triceratops!
Dragon Thunder Power!
Lion Thunder Power!
Griffin Thunder Power!
White Tiger Thunder Power!
In the frozen tundra of Siberia stands a small, classified research station. its walls broken down as three colorful assailants force their way to the labs.
Oh, I love these powers already. Let's see what happens to your head when I don't pull my punches, Rusky!
No! No killing!
What? You're here to play games, little girl!
You are under my command. So long as that is the case, you will do as I say. There. He's out cold. That's all we have to do.
Whatever. We'll see how long that naivety lasts.
I found the lab. It's straight ahead.
I see it. Let's go.
The only problem is that the door's locked. Some kind of encryption code.
That won't be a problem.
The White Shadow Ranger ducks down before the security panel, her suit soon allowing her to interface with it, to hack it.
Why can't we just blast the door down?
And risk what's inside? 2-6. I got it.
Dois to presidition.
No, who are you? What do you want?
Wow, I understood him. Our suits have real-time voice translators.
Cut the chat.
Where are the test subjects?
There.
Catherine points to two human-sized tanks. Submerged inside them are two females who look to be in their late teens.
Doctor, will they die if we let them out?
Let them out?
Answer me.
No, they are ready, but...
Good.
Cat forms a laser weapon and fires on the tanks, breaking them open. The two girls spill out and onto the metal floor. Shadow Black and Red run in to grab them.
Shadow White to base. Send the transport. We have the twins making our way out.
Get to the surface. Your transportation will meet you there.
Understood. Get the girls, and let's move.
The three run out of the building.
Hold it!
The three Shadow Rangers find themselves faced with six Power Rangers.
Oh no.
Release the girls or get ready to have your ninja butts kicked!
Ninjas? We're the Shadow Rangers, boy! Come on over and see whose ass gets kicked!
Dominic drops the twin he's holding and gets into a fighting stance. Chad does the same.
Voice changes on. Power Rangers, stand aside. We are on official state business.
To steal Russian kids?
That's classified. It's also none of your business. The world doesn't answer to you vigilantes anymore.
Don't make us do this.
Oh no. We want to fight.
Shadow Black.
Looks like we have to. Hiya!
Tommy summons Saba to his hand. The other Rangers follow Tommy's lead as he charges toward the enemy.
Damn it!
Let's do this!
Right behind you.
The three Shadow Rangers summon katana-like swords. The Power Rangers all call on their unique weapons as well. The two sides charging into each other. The two White Rangers clash swords.
Give it up! You're outnumbered 2-1.
Maybe, but our powers aren't standard issue.
Yeah, neither am I.
Tommy strikes her with a hard kick in the belly, sending Shadow White falling back. Behind them, Kimberly and Aisha are working together on Shadow Red, and he is more than holding his own.
He's so fast, I can't hit him with my bow!
Aisha watches Kim fall and grits her teeth. She runs in and summons her Thunder Whip.
Anyone ever told you it's not polite to hit a lady?
Shadow Red backflips to avoid it.
No offense, ma'am, but you're no lady.
As Aisha strikes her whip again, Shadow Red catches it around his wrist and pulls her right into a swing of his own Shadow Saber. Across the snowfield, Shadow Black is having similar success against the Thunder Rangers.
At least put up a fight!
Like this?
Rocky strikes. Shadow Black blocks each one with ease.
A little better, but not enough, punk. What?
Dominic is caught off guard as Billy flies in, knocking him down into the snow with a flying kick.
You'll pay for that, you little bastard!
Shadow Rangers, your transport has arrived, and sounds like in the nick of time.
What is that?
There! That's a...
sword!
They all look up, as standing almost 100 feet above is a humanoid white sword, the White Shogun Zord. Its glowing red eyes pierce the blizzard. As the Power Rangers become distracted by the Zord's presence, the Shadow Rangers take off at super speed, grabbing the twins and heading into the Colossus.
They have Zords too? Where did these guys come from?
One thing's for sure, this isn't an illusion. All right, Thunderzord time!
Hang on. I got this. Ready, buddy?
On your command, Tommy.
White Tiger Zord power, now!
Saba's eyes glow red. From a massive white light comes a huge robotic white tiger. Detailed in black with gold and red highlights.
Whoa! That's awesome! You guys stay here. Time to go aboard.
Tommy leaps onto the Zord, opens the entry hatch, and heads inside. There he places Saba down into the forward console so he can interface with it.
All systems online and awaiting your command. Might I suggest the warrior mode?
Oh, yeah, right! Transforming into warrior mode now!
The Tiger Zord folds up and reforms into a humanoid warrior mode, much like the Red Dragon. Its original head, now its chest piece. Tommy marches it forward.
Huh. That's new.
You wanna see what this thing can do, huh? Let me show you!
Catherine brings up the arms of her Shogun Zord, the two white humanoids clashing in a lockup. Then begin to trade blows. The other Power Rangers watch below. The giant white objects are hard to make out in the twilight blizzard.
Sorry, Tommy, but you need to back off,
Kat says to herself, then blasts the Tiger Zord with a thunderous power punch, sending it back and crashing into the earth.
Ah! That was a punch and a half! That's it! Sword time!
As the Tiger Zord stands, a gold sword wants its tail, appears in its hand.
We have one of those?
No! Hold on!
You sure you don't want to give up?
We have seen enough. Activate your jet rockets and return to base.
Engaging rockets now!
The White Shogun Zord stands. Its feet ignite as it takes off into the air.
No, no you don't.
Engaging booster jets.
The Tiger Zord takes off after them, reaching up to grab the Shogun Zord's ankle, pulling it back down.
Get off!
Kat reels her Zord's other foot back, kicking away at the Tiger Zord. Finally, booting it in the face enough that it lets go and falls back down to the ground.
Damn! Stay on him!
No can do, Tommy. They're already gone. Must be some kind of stealth tech. I'm not even able to detect them.
Guys! They're gone. But I can tell you where they're headed.
A few hours later, he and the other Rangers stand in the command center, their focus on the view screen.
We go live now to Washington, D.C., where the President will make his special address.
My fellow Americans, this is a momentous day. One that will turn the tide of this new war with the stars. For months we have been protected by vigilantes whose origins we cannot be certain of, and whose motives we know even less. Now we take matters into our own hands. We no longer need them. Because as of this day, the United States of America has its own heroes, its own Power Rangers.
The President steps aside as the now full set of five Shadow Rangers walk out onto the stage. Red, black, and white, joined by the new blue and yellow Rangers.
Oh my God.
But by admitting they are theirs, they are admitting to attacking Russia.
Yeah, but that's nothing Russia will ever admit. Unless they want to confess they were doing illegal projects of their own.
So they really are Power Rangers?
It would seem so, Adam. Before his death, Kakko was able to give me access to his ship's database. Within it was details on several power sets. These Shadow Rangers, as they call themselves, were granted their powers from the Ninjetti coins. The resemblance to your Earth's ninjas is not a coincidence, but readings indicate these powers were also altered with some kind of dark energy.
Altered? By the US government?
I can't imagine anything on Earth is powerful enough to affect these coins. I can only believe Zed or Bandora to be responsible.
A new Zord?
The database confirms it as the White Shogun, a Zord that is part of the Ninjetti set. There are 4 more Zords like that one, all equally as large and as powerful.
3 of them were enough to kick our ass. With 5 Shadow Rangers and 5 Zords? I can only imagine what we're up against.
Adam gestures Kimberly away from the other Rangers.
What?
Okay, remember when I told you I met someone online?
After today, this is what you are stressing about?
No. When we went out, he told me he was part of some top-secret military project. A team created by the government to battle the aliens. What if he's one of these Shadow Rangers?
Adam points to the view screen, at the possibility that one of those Rangers might be the boy he met only a couple days ago. Across the country, the other Rangers are also watching the broadcast, Trini on her phone.
Oh no, this is really bad.
Jason and Zach in Zach's room.
It's Pandora. Has to be. This is what she's been working on this whole time.
No way. When did she start teaming up with the government?
I don't know. But if we thought Evil Tommy was bad, imagine the kind of hell an evil team of Rangers backed by the US government will give us.
San Francisco. Catherine Hillard returns to an empty house. An hour ago, she was told to wait for a phone call. One she has been waiting for months.
Hello?
Cat?
Daddy? Dad, where are you?
We're alive. Cat, listen to me. Whatever happens to us, you can't let them control you.
Dad, she's making me do things to keep you alive. I don't know what to do.
Don't give in to their demands. Don't give in!
Okay, that's it.
Dad? Dad?
He's fine. He just took a fall. But he's wrong, Catherine. Do exactly as Bandora tells you or they will all die. Slowly. Starting with your little brother. Sweet dreams.
Cat throws her phone away. She falls to the floor, unable to hold back the tears.
Power Rangers The Audio Drama, Season 2, Episode 5, The Shadows and the Light. Narrated by Garrett Scott. Starring Joey Sawless as Tommy. Catherine Black as Kimberly. Natalie Barron as Catherine. Jimmy Ace Lewis as Rocky. Will Smith as Adam. Andrea Billups as Aisha. Nick Erickson as Jason. Kenneth Tolles Jr. as Zach. Connor Terrell as Billy. Chloe Liao as Trini. Dom Solis as David. Keith Seymour as Zordon. Garrett Scott as Alpha 5. Shane Cochran as Chad. PJ Argento as Dominic. Jeannie McGuinness as Rita. Jason Rivers as Goldar. Rex Anderson as Mr. Hart. Sue Lin Chan as Mrs. Oliver. Joey Sawless as the President. Thomas Lee as Mr. Hillard. Lamar Richardson as the TV host. Original score by Declan Gilgallon. Main theme, written by Ron Wasserman, performed by Rex and Lauren Anderson. Epic instrumental version performed by Objective Guitarist. Sound effects sourced from freesound.org and pond5.com. Also from the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Folly. Written and edited by Carl Dutton. Script editing by Sadima Kunchi-Botla. Based on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers by Saban. With acknowledgements to the comic works of Carl Higgins and Ryan Parrott. Power Rangers The Audio Drama is a fan production. No affiliation with Saban or Hasbro. No copyright infringement